2. Materialism leads to major disconnects in thinking. An excellent example of materialist disconnects is provided by Edelman and Tononi in A Universe of Consciousness. Explaining why they refuse to consider non-materialist approaches to consciousness, they write, "Whatever the specialness of the human brain, there is no need to invoke spiritual forces to account for its functions. Darwinian principles of variation in populations and natural selection are sufficient, and the elements invoked by spiritualism are not required for our being conscious. Being human in mind and brain appears clearly to be the result of an evolutionary process, the anthropological evidence emerging for the evolutionary origin of consciousness in humans further substantiates the notion that Darwin's is the most ideologically significant of all grand scientific theories." Let us look at each of the claims in this most interesting paragraph in order. 1. The claim that Darwinian principles will solve the problem is merely a statement of faith, in this case, a faith at odds with historical experience. 2. Edelman and Tononi do not say what they mean by spiritualism, a term rarely, if ever, used by non-materialist neuroscientists in the context of their work. Thus, they conveniently insulate themselves from arguing against a rigorous, non-materialist hypothesis. 3. The fact that being human in mind and brain appear clearly to be the result of an evolutionary process tells us nothing. The question is not whether evolution occurs, but what drives it and what exactly it has produced to date. 4. Finally, whether Darwin's is the most ideologically significant of all grand scientific theories is irrelevant for the purposes of their discussion. Darwin's theory neither predicts consciousness nor describes it. 3. Materialism leads to hypotheses that can never be tested. In The Creative Loop, How the Brain Makes a Mind, Eric Harth raises one of the many difficulties that beset the materialist hope of determining exact brain states. "We would want to know in every millisecond, the time it takes a neuron to fire, which of the 100 billion or so neurons are active and which are not. If we denote activity by a 1 and inactivity by a 0, this would require a string of 100 billion zeros and ones every millisecond, or 100 trillion every second.